Welcome to Banish the Bad Mood Mama with Brandy Astwood. Well, have you heard? Mercury is in retrograde. What does that mean? Well, I am not an expert on astrology, but I have many girlfriends who are deeply interested in it. And it seems to me that whenever they say Mercury is going retrograde, life just blows up. Communication becomes complicated. Things just don't work right. Frustration occurs easily. So today, I was supposed to join a bunch of those girlfriends for our monthly goddess circle. I attend this beautiful goddess circle each month with Ayla Minor of Chrysalis Woman, a wellness sanctuary located in Paloma, California. And I'm always so excited to go. I'm surrounded by beautiful women who are open and honest, living their life fully and completely, admitting when they're wrong, honoring their mistakes and their feelings. It's always a great time where I learn so much. Yet as the day wore on, I realized that tonight was not the night for me to join them. I was tired. I was grumpy. And after I totally lost it and turned into the mean monster mommy, I had to admit that I wasn't going anywhere. Truly, the idea of taking a shower and getting ready was just too much. I'm tired. I'm grumpy. Now, this happens to me all the time right before my period. It used to catch me off guard, but now that I track, I know. Oh, I'm going to get a headache on that day. And oh, that's my day. I'm really, really tired. I know that I feel really raw on certain days. And it helps me plan my schedule. Now, I know I'm really blessed because I work for myself. So since I've tracked my period and I know when I'm going to have that week that's really off, I can make my schedule reflect that. Now, of course, I still have all my daily mom stuff to do, but during that week, I make sure that my client schedule is lighter, that I don't plan any big things, well, except for the circle, but I thought this was going to renew me, and usually it would. It just allows me to take a little bit more control, to honor who I am, to honor my body, to nurture myself. So I want to know, are you aware of your cycles? Are you aware when you have your high energy, your creative times, those times when you're tired? Do you know what they are? Do you honor them? Do you feel the freedom to take a day off? Because that's what I did. After realizing that tonight was not the night to join my beautiful friends, I called. And I emailed and I canceled. I stayed in my pajamas. I told my husband to take the kids fishing, which he was happy to do. And now I'm laying here in my PJs, nice and comfy, in my beautiful bedroom with all the windows open, just chilling. I can hear the fountain just bubbling away. The leaves as they dance in the breeze outside my window. And I'm still tired and I'm still raw. Yet I'm comforted by taking time to mother myself, to give myself the gift of alone time. When was the last time you honored yourself with some alone time? I really want to hear from you. So please take time to leave a comment here on Audioboo or find me over at Facebook under Banish the Bad Mood Mama and let's talk. Until next time, take a nice deep breath and open your eyes to the blessings that surround you.